especially when I'm in a stressful or scary situation.
所以说当这个时候我的想法会占据了大脑，然后特别是当有一些紧急的情况下。
And I start thinking about these bad things that could happen.
我会想到很多可能发生的坏事。
And my heart starts to race.
然后我的心开始加速。
And I can't sleep.
然后失眠。
And I can't think of anything else.
然后我想除了这以外，我想不到其他的事。
I'm stuck.
然后我卡在这件事上。
Has that ever happened to you?
这是对你发生过吗？
Where you start to think and think and think and you can't stop thinking.
一直想，一直想，一直想，然后你不能停止自己的想法吗？
Here's an example of what I mean.
这就是以下是我的一个例子。
When my son was a teenager and he just learned to drive.
当我的孩子呢是一个青少年的时候，他刚开始开车。
He would ask if he could borrow the car so he could go with some friends to see a free concert downtown.
他就会向我们向家长借车，跟他的朋友一起去去市中心的免费的音乐会。
And we as parents would fearfully let him have the car, but we would also give him a curfew that he'd have to be home by 11 o'clock.
我们会把车借给他，但是同时我们会跟他说，你要遵守一个宵禁，要按时回家。
Now I have a great son.But sometimes he wasn't home by 11 o'clock.
我的孩子很好，但是有的时候他并不会按时准点十一点回家。
And if it was 11:01, my mind would start wandering.
当十一点过的时候，十一点零一的时候，我的思想会开始就是乱游荡。
I'd think, is he in a ditch somewhere?
他会不会掉到沟里呢？
Has something awful happened to him?
是不是有什么可怕的事情在他身上发生？
And all my fears and anxieties would escalate as the time went on.
然后我的害怕还有我的焦虑会慢慢的上升。
And it would get worse if I'd call him and I went to voicemail.
特别是当我打电话，然后他没有接，转到语音信箱的时候，我这个焦急会更上升。
Can any of you relate to that? Where your mind just keeps going and you can't stop it?
你们可以有跟我一样的感受吗？就有时候你会思想会一直在乱游。
Paul, who is a disciple of Jesus, he wrote many letters to churches and to the Romans, and he wrote them to encourage them and to inform people about Jesus.
就是保罗，就耶稣的使徒保罗，他写给各教会的这个教导式的书信是非常有名的。
And one letter that he wrote to Romans, he said, in Romans 2:12, which I think you just read.He said, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
在他向罗马教会写的一封书信当中，他说到，就是罗马书12:2说，不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And I think when Paul's writing these letters, he's writing them from his experiences.
所以说，当保罗他写这一封书信的时候，他是从个人的经验来出发的。
So he knows how our minds work.
所以说，他知道我们的想法、我们的心是怎么样工作的。
He knows how we can be consumed with our thoughts, with worrying and fear and anxiety.
他知道我们的心有时候会被焦虑还有着急所占据。
And so he gets right to the point in one of the letters that he writes to the Philippians.
所以说在腓立比书他更表达了这一同样的想法。
He talks to them about how they can transform their mind from all that worry to having some peace.
他告诉大家要通过怎么样的方法才可以达到这个平安。
He starts out in Philippians 4:6-7 by saying, "Do not be anxious about anything." But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving to God, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ.
就是在腓立比书4:6-7，他说到，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐。出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Well, I think that's easier said than done. Taking from my own personal experience, shutting off your mind when you're worried is not easy.
这里面当然说比真正的做是更容易做到的， 但是有时候我们会感觉到，就是让你停止的思想其实并不那么简单。
And so Paul, being the smart man that he was, he knew people were going to say that.
所以说他知道人们会这样子说。
He knew that renewing our minds from worry to prayer and thanksgiving wasn't going to be an easy thing.
所以说他知道，通过祷告来使我们的心意更新，并没有那么简单。
So in his next breath, he gives a pattern for how we can do that.
所以说在接下来他告诉我们的一个仔细的计划，告诉我们要怎么样遵行。
How we can make our anxious thoughts transformed into God's peace.
我们要怎样，使我们的焦急，然后来变成神的平安。
He even said once that when you renew your minds, it's an act of worship.
他甚至说，他说如果将通过将你们的心意的更新，其实也是一种形式的敬拜。
So I bet you're sitting there wondering, what is this pattern that I can put into place to transfer worry to peace?
所以说，我想你们应该很想知道，在这个计划是怎么样的，可以使我的焦急变成平安。
Do you want to know?
你想知道吗？
Yeah. Okay. Here it is. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure.Whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things.
在腓立比书四章八节，他说到：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。”
I've read this verse in my life a lot of times, and I bet you have too.
我在我的生命中读过这个非常多次，我想你们也应该是。
I've even recommended for people who are very worried to read this verse to help them out.
我甚至告诉那些焦急的人，他们应该读这段话来帮助他们。
And I tell them, if you live by this, you'll have peace.
我告诉他们，如果说你们这样子做，你们的生命就有平安。
But the other day, I read this and I started thinking.
但是。就是有一天我看到这个话，我开始就是思考。
What are all those whatevers that we're supposed to think about mean?
所以说这里面说到的若有什么，到底是什么意思呢？
So I started my journey of looking into what all those whatevers are.
我就开始对这个若有什么的开始进行一段思考的旅行。
So I invite you now to come along on my journey to see what I ended up discovering.
我邀请你跟我一起来发现我所发现的。
But this morning I learned that some of the words in your Bible translation are different than the words in my Bible translation.
中文的圣经可能跟英文的圣经有些不一样。
So our translators are going to give you the sermon.
所以说我尽力的给他翻成大概一样的。
He said that he was going to try to translate this as much as possible to make you understand what I learned.
就是我会尽量通过中文的语境来告诉大家合适中文语境的一些翻译。
So the first whatever is whatever is true.
第一件事是什么事是真实的。
How do we know what truth is?
你会怎么知道什么事是真实的呢？
We turn the radio on or the TV on and all we hear is fake news, right?
我们把收音机打开，把电视打开，我们所听到的都是假的新闻。
It's the new kind of news that you get.
这是一个新式的一个新闻。
So it's hard to know when you're watching the news what's true.
所以说，当你发现你有时候看新闻，并不能知道什么是真实的。
And if you're anything like me,
如果说你像我一样
，you even talk to yourself things that aren't true.
你会跟自己说，这些不真实的事。
I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not pretty enough.
我不聪明，不够有好的教育，还有不够真实，还有不够漂亮。
So we tell ourselves lies.
所以说我们向自己撒谎。
And as a women's pastor here at Eastern Hills, a lot of times women come in and they talk to me about circumstances that are in their life.
作为一个在 Eastern Hill 这个女性的牧师，有时候女性会来跟我说她们生活中的困境。
Often they're struggling with a relationship that they're having, whether it's somebody they work with, go to school with, their spouse or their child.
这里面有人际关系，有恋爱中的困难，然后还有一些工作上、生活上的困难。
And they'll tell me their story.
这是其中的故事。
And when I'm listening, I know that there's three parts to that story.
And I'm just not understanding what's going on.
So the three parts of the story are her part, the other person's part, and the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, like all the time.
Turn this off, please. Can you say the story part again?
Yes.
I just missed it.
So when somebody comes in and talks about a circumstance or a situation they have, there's usually three parts of the story.
Okay. 他说，如果当有一个人进来告诉他们的故事的时候，这个故事通常有三个部分。
In her part.
他的部分。
The other person's part.
另外一个人的部分。
And the truth.
还有一个真实。
Because when we're telling a story about ourselves, we always make ourselves look good, don't we?
当我们从自己出发点来讲一个故事的时候，我们总是想要美化了自己。
It's usually always the other person's fault.
通常都是另外一个人的错。
But then if the other person tells the story, it's the other person's fault.
当另外一个人讲这个事的时候，通常都是他对方的错。
So the only one that really knows the truth in the circumstance?
所以说当只有知道真相的只有。
Is Jesus.
就是神。
So how do we know truth?
所以说我们要怎么样来知道这个真实?
Because Jesus says,
I
am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And then he says, if you are followers, then you will know the truth.And the truth will set you free.
他同样也说到，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理叫你们得自由。
So if we're followers of Jesus, how does that truth get to us? How does that truth set us free?
如果说我们真是晓得真理的话，真理要怎样使我们得自由呢？
Jesus knew we were going to ask that question, so in Scripture he gives the answer.
耶稣知道我们会问这样的问题，所以说在经文中他告诉我们答案。
He says, when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears. And he will tell you what is to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he has made known to you.So the Spirit of, go ahead and read that verse. I'm sorry, that's John 16:13.
所以说，约翰福音十六章说到，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So for those who put their hope in Jesus Christ, we can know the truth.
当人把他的希望放到基督里，我们将会知道真理。
By the prompting of the Holy Spirit that speaks to us.
因为圣灵会把这个真理传达给我们。
The Spirit of God will always bring truth.
圣灵会一直带给我们真理。
So the question is, are you listening for the Spirit of God?
所以说这个问题是，你们是否在听圣灵？
The next whatever is whatever is noble.
接下来的一项就是。有什么是可敬？
So the word noble is not used very much anymore.
可敬这个词其实英文中它是一个贵族的。贵族这个词其实现在并不会太用到。
It translates to being born of an upper class, high society, being an aristocrat.
英文中这个可敬同样是贵族的意思，这个词跟它的意思就是说在统治阶级上的上流社会。
In today's world, we might relate to it like the royal family at Kensington Palace.
所以说我们可能会联想到在英国肯辛顿宫的这个皇室。
In China, we might equate it to the ancient imperial dynasties.
在中国也曾经有这个统治阶级的皇室。
Why in the world is Paul telling us to think about aristocrats?
为什么保罗会在这里讲到统治阶层呢？
Especially since Jesus was not born of high society.
特别是在当时的环境下，耶稣并没有在一个上流社会出生。
And if anything, Jesus spoke against the upper class and the high society.
特别是在当时，耶稣他是非常批评这个上流社会。
He spoke against the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Roman rulers.
他批评了法利赛人、撒都盖人还有罗马统治者。
So why is Paul telling us to think about aristocrats?
为什么保罗他这里会想到说想统治者呢？
Well, he's not really telling us to think about a status. He's telling us to think about characteristics.
所以说可敬这个词，它意思并不是指的是上流社会贵族，而是指是人的特性。
Being a noble person would mean that you have refined qualities, high morals and principles, high values.
一个贵族的人，他有高尚的品格、良好的道德，还有很好的价值。
Us as Christians would translate that to be godly characteristics.
而对一个基督徒所应该有的品格，就是像神一样。
We might think of the late Billy Graham or the late Pastor Cap as being someone who is noble.
我们可以说葛培里牧师就是在神里面的贵族。
It's living honorably to God and to man.
他在神里面还有人里面都行贵族的事。
Paul even says it this way. He says in Corinthians 2:8-21, he says, "We aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in man's sight."
在哥林多后书八章二十一他说。我们留心行光明的事，不但在主面前，就在人面前也是这样。
So we're to think about what is noble.
所以说，我们应该想到怎么样的事才是在神里面的贵族气质。
Jesus Christ is the most noble person that ever walked on this earth.
耶稣在这世界上是最可敬，同样也最拥有像神一样的贵族气质的。
Jesus is our standard of what it is to be noble.
所以说，耶稣就是我们的榜样。
The next whatever is right.
剩下接下来这一项就是公义的事。
A common viewpoint held now in society, especially amongst college students, is being relative versus being right.
所以说我们现今特别是大学生有这个观点，就是说什么是比较性的正确。
So what that means is what's right for me might not be right for you.
我认为对的，你可以不认为是对的。
And what's right for you might not be right for me.
对你来说合适的，也并我对我来说可能不合适。
And that's okay.
对，这些都是 OK 的。
But is it really okay?
就是真的 OK 吗？
This viewpoint is breeding a culture that says there's absolutely no truth.
这个观点培养出了一个文化，就是没有一个绝对的真理。
Therefore, there's no right or wrong, no good or evil, no sin or no sin.
没有对与错，好与坏，有罪或者没有罪。
If there's no sin, then there's no need for repentance and forgiveness.
如果那里没有罪的话，就不需要反省，还有原谅。
If there's no need for repentance and forgiveness, there's no need for Jesus' death.
如果说你不需要反省，还有不需要原谅，你也不需要耶稣基督的救赎。
This worldview thinking contradicts Christian view thinking.
所以说，这世界的看法跟我们基督的价值观是相反的。
Paul tells us this does not line up to righteous living.
所以说保罗也特别知道这并不是一个正确的生活方式。
In Colossians 3:2, Paul says, "Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of earth."
在哥罗西书三章二节，他说到，你们要思想上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And in Galatians 6:9, he says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap." If we do not give up,
加拉太书六章九节，他说到：“我们行善，不可丧志；若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。”
Jesus' brother James pointed out, "Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin."
就说，耶稣的弟兄雅各说到：“所以那知道应该行美善的事而不去行的，对他来说就是罪。”
We're allowed to choose.If we're going to live right against the cultural norms, or if we're going to live what the culture says.
其实我们对我们的生活方式有可以选择的权利，我们可以跟随主流，也可以逆主流而行。
It's good practice for us to think about how Jesus lived right living as an example for us.
就是我们可以思想当时耶稣基督的生活方式。
Everything Jesus did was right, even if it was countercultural.
当时耶稣基督所做的事情都是正确的，但是很多事情是反潮流的。
So we need to think about living righteous.
所以说我们要思想一下怎么做一个公义的人。
Like Jesus.
像耶稣一样。
The next whatever is whatever is pure.
接下来的一项就是什么是清洁的。
One day Jesus was teaching a crowd and he made these 9 very revealing unforeseen statements about attitudes.
所以说当时耶稣在对人讲道的时候，他讲了九件有揭发性还让人比较惊奇的事情。
His 8th statement was, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
他讲的其中第八节就是马太福音第五章八节说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必将见神。
Having a pure heart means living a life committed to totally pleasing God.
这其中讲的一个生活方式就是说，你为了向让神喜悦，让神悦纳而生活。
In First Chronicles, it tells us why we want to live a life pleasing to God.
所以这其中也讲了我为什么需要做一个神喜悦的人呢？
Because the Lord searches every heart and He understands every motive behind the thoughts that we have.
因为神通察人心，神知道你在想什么。
That's why David's prayer was.Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts.
所以说，大卫也会在其中说到，主啊，请你寻求我的心，也告诉我应该怎样做。
See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me to the way of everlasting.
看我在心中有没有什么攻击性的想法，如果有的话，请带我进入改正我，带我进入。
Being like Jesus means that we are going to live pure and holy lives.
要做一个像跟耶稣一样的人，我们需要过一个清洁的生命。
And Jesus said, being pure brings a blessing.
耶稣说到，清洁带给我们祝福。
So who doesn't want to be blessed?
所以说你们其中谁不想要祝福呢？
The next whatever is whatever is lovely.
接下来的一项就是说什么是可爱。
I want to do a very unscientific experiment with you today.
我们来看一下，接下来看一下一个不是很科学的实验。
I want you right now think about things that are lovely.
我想要你想一下什么事情是可爱的。
Maybe a beautiful bouquet of flowers, a kitten, or puppy dogs, or brand new baby, or a playful grandchild, a beautiful sunset or sunrise, a warm beach vacation, a kind word, passing a test, getting a good health report. All of these things are lovely, right?
这其中有一束美丽的鲜花，小猫小狗，小婴儿，活泼的小孩子，美丽的日出日落，温暖的海滩度假，鼓励的话，考过了一个考试，还有一个健康的体检报告。
And I see you all smiling. How is that making you inside? You feel calm, right?You feel peaceful, tranquility.
你们现在在想这些东西的时候，我一看到你们脸上的平和还有高兴。
Okay, so now let's do just the opposite and think of some things that are not so lovely.
我想让你们想到一些并不太可爱的事情。
You lost your job. You failed the bar exam. Your car was totaled. You received a life-threatening diagnosis. Your house was broken into.
其中有你失业了，你的律师考试没有合格，你的车被撞毁了，你得了绝症，你的房子被盗了。
Feel the difference? You feel anxious, fearful, stressed, right? When you think of all those negative things?
你可以感受到其中的不同吗？它其中有焦虑、有恐惧、还有压力。
Neuroscientists have discovered people who have a more cheerful disposition are more prone to optimism.
神经学家调查显示，一个高兴乐观的人会有一个就是比较好的生活。
They lead happier, richer, more fulfilled lives.
他们会更可能的过一个开心、富有、满足的生活。
They spend the least amount of time being alone and the most amount of time socializing.
他们会尽量少一个人，在一个人独处，还多跟人交往。
They have good relationships.
他们有好的人际关系。
Better health.
好的健康习惯。
Stronger immune system.
强壮的抵抗力。
They live longer than pessimists.
相比悲观的人，他们会长寿。
They're more likely to succeed.
他们更加容易成功。
And those who think negative thoughts, the results are just the opposite.
这些想法负面的人，他们得到的结果会相反。
They're 8 more times likely to be depressed.
他们相较乐观的人得忧郁症会有八倍之多。
They perform worse in school and at work.
相较乐观的人，他们在学校跟工作上会表现更差。
They have rockier interpersonal relationships.
跟人的关系并不会那么好。
They die sooner.
但更重要是他比乐观的人早死。
So Paul tells us, and science confirms, that if we think of lovely thoughts, we will be healthier.
所以说，保罗所告诉我们说，如果说我们有一个更乐观的想法，我们的生活会更高兴。
And no matter what, if you're a negative thinker or a positive thinker, we should all be thinking lovely thoughts.
不管你是悲观的还是乐观的，你都应该想一些积极的事情。
Paul tells us this for good reason.
保罗在这里面也说到。
And some of us may have to work on that harder.
有时候我们其中一些人会需要更加努力的来达成一个乐观的这个目的。
The easiest way to think lovely thoughts is just think how you can praise your Lord Jesus Christ.
对，这其中最简单一件事就是想一下你可以怎样的来敬拜神。
When you take your eyes off the negative thoughts and think about Jesus, those bring lovely thoughts along with the lovely emotions that are attached to them.
当你开始敬拜神的时候，你会抛弃你的负面的想法。
The next whatever is whatever is admirable.
接下来是什么是可敬的？
Admirable is defined as worthy of admiration, awe-inspiring reverence or affection.
可敬的意思就是说，值得获得尊重。
A child might admire their mother or father or grandparent.
一个小孩可以尊重他的爸爸妈妈或者的祖父祖。
A teen might admire a sport or movie celebrity.
一个青少年会尊重一个体育或者是电影的明星。
The world might admire somebody successful like Bill Gates.
这个世界上会尊重一个成功的人士，比如像比尔盖茨。
As Christian brothers or sisters, we have an advantage.
作为一个基督徒，我们其实有一个优点，有一个对优点。
Because that person that comes to mind who is awe-inspiring, worthy of our affection, reverent, is Jesus Christ.
因为这我们其中值得称颂的就是主耶稣基督。
So think on what is admirable.
我们想一下，什么是值得尊重的？
Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
So the next, Paul switches it around a little bit. Instead of saying whatever, he says, if anything is excellent.
所以说当接下来保罗调转了一下，说如果什么都是完美。
Excellent is defined as extremely good, outstanding, exceptional, magnificent, matchless, perfect, supreme, divine.
这个完美的意思说非常好，非常棒。中文其实没那么多词可以讲。
There is a difference between excellence and perfection.
其实跟完美跟做得非常棒其实有一个区别。
Excellence would mean you put your best foot forward.
这个做得非常好，非常棒，是你尽自己的可能做把它做好。
You do the absolute best you can.
你尽自己的可能来把它做到最好。
It doesn't mean that it always will be perfect.
这当你做到最好的时候，并不代表这件事会变成完美的。
It means that you're doing your absolute best.
这其中的意思就是说你在做你的最好。
As followers of Jesus Christ, we're called to live in excellence.
作为一个基督徒，我们被召唤 就是因为我们耶稣希望我们可以做到我们个人的罪。
We're called to do our very best, whether we're in home, school, work, wherever we relax, we should do our very best.
不论在家、在学校、在工作，或者放松的时候，我们都要努力去做。
The actions in our life should be lived as though we're doing them for the Lord.
这其中的含义就是我们的目的就是为主而行。
The interactions in our relationships should be as though we give them high integrity, dignity, and respect.
在生命中最重要的三件事就是你应该有诚实、尊严还有尊敬。
There is only one person that fits the description of excellence.
其实这其中只有一个人，他可以值得被称赞最好。
Being exceptional, magnificent, matchless.
就最好的、最棒。
Perfect, supreme.
完美的，非常好。
And who is that?
就是谁呢？
Jesus, right?
就是耶稣。
So fortunately for us, Jesus is a provider of grace for when we mess up.
所以很幸运的是，耶稣将当我们失败的时候，耶稣也会赐给我们恩典。
But if we're supposed to think about what is excellent, what do we think about?
所以说，当我们想到非常好的时候，我们应该想到什么呢？
Jesus.
就是耶稣。
And the last word is praiseworthy.
最后一点就是值得被称颂的。
Did you notice after I walked through each one of those words who they all point to?
当我说到这些非常好、非常棒的这些词，他们所描述的是什么？
Jesus is true. He is noble. He is right. He is pure. He is lovely. He is admirable. He is excellent.
我们发现圣经里面讲的都是神的特质，他是真实的、可敬的、真公义的、可爱的。
And he alone is the one that's worthy of our praise.
他唯一只有他，他值得我们的赞美。
There is no one in heaven or on earth that is worthy as our praise as Jesus is.
天上地下，除了他，并没有其他人。
He died so we could live.
他死了，因为要我们活。
He forgave us so we could be free.
他赦我们的罪，所以我们可以得自由。
He rose from the grave and conquered death.
他从死里复活，战胜了死。
He offers life with him now and for all eternity.
他给我们了永生。
For these reasons and many, many more, he is worthy to receive all of our praise.
因着以上的原因，还有其他没有讲的事，他都是值得被称颂的。
King David said, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom."
在大卫的诗篇里面说到说，耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。这代要对那代。颂赞你的作为，你要传扬你的大能。
So when our thoughts are taking over and are being held captive, we can transform those thoughts by renewing our mind by thinking about Jesus.
所以说，当我们的心灵被这些焦虑所占据的时候，我们可以通过思想耶稣来转移我们的这个焦虑。
Because Paul says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
保罗在其中的经文也说到，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞。这些事你都要思念。
And when we do, we can go from worry, anxiety, stress to the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding.
我们这时候我们可以从担心进到主的平安里面。
We can count the blessings of God's peace when we put this into practice.
当我们把什么事情依靠神的时候，我们是可以数算神的恩典。
So right now, what we're going to do is going into a time of communion.And we are going to think about what is true, noble, lovely, what is worthy of our praise, what is right.
但我们现在我们马上就要开始领圣餐，我们同时也可以想一下什么是真实的、可敬